variety of the same animal that makes a chirping noise. And you can hear
rain frog.
What's that?
Rain frog.
What do you call ordinary worms that you use for bait and fishing?
Different names, red wiggler.
Good.
Earthworm. Gut worms, I call them milk worms.
That's fine. Do you ever call them angle worms or anything like that?
No, I've not ever called them that.
What about red worm? A lot of people use
it. Well, that's why I call them the red wiggler.
Oh, I see. Okay. What do you call a large worm that you use for bait? I don't know whether you have any down here. You might.
Well, that's what I call the earthworm. All right. Won't be the way that long. You take them.
You find them out at night,
out
too?
Out in the hole. I run them in when I put the pine straws up.
What do you call an insect that sends light off and on in the summertime so that you
lightning
can see?
Lightning bug.
What's that?
Lightning bug.
You're too fast for me. I don't even have time to get these things out. What do you call a little insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings, and it flies around over ponds and lakes?
I call them yellow flies.
All right. It has usually two wings on each side. Do you have any other name for that?
Well, I don't remember my name.
Well, do you ever call it any of these? Let's say snake doctor.
I haven't paid any attention to it. That yellow fly, it always bites them.
What about mosquito hawk?
Mosquito.
What about mosquito hawk?
Hawk?
Yeah.
Well, I've seen them.
What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and doesn't sting? Sometimes they'll build a nest up against
dirt dog.
What's that?
Dirt dog.
Fine. What do you call something for a baby to lie in that has four wheels and a handle for you to push it by?
Carriage. Baby carriage.
Okay. If you had a baby in a baby carriage, you might say that you were going to what the baby?
What?
Well, I want you to supply a word in there when I say what.
Well, I say what the baby is. Push the baby. Push the baby.
All right. Or what else was it you said?
Walk.
Fine. Which would you usually say first? Would you say you're going to out to walk the baby or out to push the baby?
Out to push the baby.
Okay. What do you call nuts that ripen underground? They make all kind of products out of them. Some of the stuff comes in jars and you spread it. But these nuts grow underground. You grow a lot of them around.
Peanut.
Okay. Do you ever hear them called goobers?
Yes, sir.
Do you ever call them that yourself?
Because I always call them peanuts.
Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you might say that the boy, what, his father?
How is that then?
What's that? If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you might say that the boy, what, his father?
Is good to his father. That.
Well, would you ever say he, I think you might use this around here. You use a term that means that the boy looks
after his father.
What's that?
Look after his father.
Or if he simply got his looks from his father, you could say that he
favored his father.
Good, good. It takes a while. You see, I can't give you the answers to these all the time, because that way, you might not give me the name of what you might use to express that. That's why sometimes if you see me going around in circles trying to get you to use a term, don't think I'm crazy. I just don't want to suggest the answer to you first. Okay.